It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer. And
hello there.
So glad you didn't go home yet.
I know. I want to give a shout out to my son who's turning 13 today.
Happy, happy birthday. That's awesome. Very cool. All right. My kids are a little older, but I do remember all those. They're just like, I love that, you know?
I do. I like events.
He's a teen. Ooh, watch
out. Twilight Zone.
I know. Tom, how you doing?
Everything's going well here. Kim, beautiful Saturday morning.
All right. And of course, joining us in the studio is Colleen Graven. She is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be talking about 30-day clean eating plan. And I just started it. And so I'm going to kind of share this. You know, I love to share all my passionate things that I'm doing. And it's kind of getting towards bathing suit season. I know.
Which is very scary.
Yes. It really is, I have to tell you. Anyways, thank you so much, Colleen, for joining us here.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
You got it. All right. And our first guest is Chris Lopez. We're going to be talking about Caneo Valley Days and about, all the rides there. We've got a mega carnival. We've got Home Emporium, Kids Corral. We've got live music. This is the third annual Outhouse Races. We've got it all happening. And, of course, that is May 7th through the 10th over at Caneo Creek Park. So I know that we're going to talk about all of our giveaways, but let's just start off with a pair of tickets to Caneo Valley Days, 419-0008. 419-0008 is our number. If you weren't tuned in to our earlier show, I do want to remind you that we are 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3 right here. And we do things a little bit differently. We have you call the number 805-419-0008. Leave us your name and number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. So we want to hear from all of you. And so, again, Tom, do you want to talk about all of our things we're giving away?
Let's start off with the gift certificates. Kim, $25 for the Mission Oaks Cafe. Lazy Dog, great place for the family. Love it, $25. And Paul Martin's, also excellent, $25. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at the Westlake Village Twin. That's featuring Jason Love, Dana Eagle, and Tom Clark. Ventura Music Festival, a huge show with Herb Alpert, Lanny Hall. You're going to hear a lot of those classic Tijuana brass tunes. Along with that, some new jazz songs, very well improvised by Herb Alpert. Nice guy. May 7th through 10th, we're going to be chatting about the Caneo Valley Days, giving away tickets right now. Caneo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. That's the 23 freeway at the Jan's exit. May 16th and 17th, it's all about strawberries at the California Strawberry Festival. Then rolling into the Rubicon Theater through May 10th, presenting Last Train to Nybrock. And finally, the Simi Cultural Arts Center presenting The World Goes Round. The multi-Tony Award-winning duo of John Kander and Fred Ebb created this big Broadway show. and you're going to love it. Cabaret Chicago, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Funny Lady New York, New York, and so much more, Kim. Great prizes.
There you go. And you know what? I'm going to start off with a $25 gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe, and they've got actually their beer pairing coming up. And
oh, that sounds really fun.
I know. I love pairings.
So do I.
Yeah, they just had their wine, and now they're going to go into their beer pairing. So again, 419-0008 is the number to get that and call in. And stay with us all the way through the show because we're going to continue to give away stuff. So let's bring our first guest on, Chris Lopez. Are you there?
Hi. Good afternoon. Yes, I am.
Good. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I know we've got Caneo Valley Days coming up. And you guys were there last year. You did a great job. And tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm vice president of Ray Kamik Shows. I'm a third-generation family-owned and operated RCS for 54 years. So
wow.
Very proud of that. And we're happy to be coming back for our second year.
There you go. So what do you do for RCS? I mean, you know, do you have shows all over the world?
We concentrate on Arizona, California, and Texas.
Oh, that's all.
90% of our business in California, so we're there. About 90% of our business is in California.
I love it. Okay.
We're really excited for this year's event. What can you tell us that we should really look out for? What's the most exciting thing this year?
Well, you know, all the rides are very exciting. Come on out here, ride the Speed, the Mach 1. Imagine yourself on the end of a big airplane propeller being wheeled around. Very fun. For those thrill seekers out there, we've got a wide range of rides for all types of the kids, you know, all ages. Sorry about that. I'm just moving out of the way here. We're actually tearing down in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, that's where you are right now.
Way.
Yeah, you feel like I feel like you're running with us
right
now. You're
no,
gonna...
Okay, so speaking of thrill seekers, I always know that my kids really want to go this year. We've always gone, but they want to go with their friends. Do you have a night that's family friendly? Because, you know, these kinds of things can be expensive sometimes. Is there a night that's family friendly that you can take the kids and stay all night and ride all the rides?
You know, being the second year there, I noticed that we had a lot of teens out there on a Friday night.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you know, those weekend nights, Saturdays and Sundays, those make for a great family time.
And Thursday is the family discount night, right, where they do the wristbands for unlimited rides?
I believe Caneo Valley is doing their discount that day. Yes,
yes.
Correct.
Yeah, yes.
So do they say how much they are?
Yep. I believe that they are $300. Sorry, they're $300. Oh, you can write it. $30. $30 a wristband, and that is unlimited rides from 5 to 10 p.m.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah. And so, okay, so what are some of the most popular carnival rides out there?
The Insanity, the G-Force, like I said, the Mach 1, and the... Speed ride, all very, very popular rides.
Wow. I think I like the carousel. I'm not really a thrill seeker for when it comes to the rides. My son is, but I don't think anymore I'm really not.
So you like the carousel? So
no,
you
I'm
like,
kidding. No.
Okay,
like the horse carousel.
Yeah,
like, I don't
okay,
think I can,
yeah.
I'm getting too old for the other
How
rides.
How about bumper cars? Do you guys have any bumper cars?
We do have bumper cars. We won't be at Conejo Valley Days this year, but... Yeah, we do have them, and it is also a family family favorite, the bumper cars.
I love those. Those are
Carousel
will
be there.
Ah, there
Carousel
you go.
Carousel will be there.
Okay,
and there's
Carousel.
Some great bands are going to be out at Caneo Valley Days, right, Kim?
Yes, definitely. And do you know anything about the music?
Me? No. I bring the carnival equipment.
You bring the carnival. Okay.
Well, I know Three Rivers Band is going to be there, Action Down, and Sonny Moan and his friends. Those are some great
titles.
Those
are huge, huge titles. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, well, again, Chris, thank you so much. I can't wait to, you know, see all the rides. It was definitely a different look this year than last year when you guys were there. Just kind of a upscale, right?
We like to think so. We take great pride in our safety record and our guest services record. You know, it shows in all we do and the way that our employees and our equipment look.
I love it.
Happy to bring it to you guys.
Well, thank you so much. Again, we've got tickets for Caneo Valley Days, and that is May 7th through the 10th, and that is over at Caneo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. And let's give a family pack right now, four tickets, a family pack away. And again, 419-0008, 419-0008. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
You got it.
Bye,
take
thanks.
Care. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to just chat for a little bit. But I would love to give away some Ventura Music Festival tickets. And that is May 9th. And that's Herb Albert and Lonnie Hall. And it's a family concert at 1 p.m. And we've got some tickets here. So call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. I do want to remind you, from 6 to 8, that's where we are. We're starting your day in a positive way. And we got so many events going on right now. And, of course, we've got actually I do want to remember to tell everybody about Fatini, and Denise was on last week.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, so almost a fashion show in Martini, and I'm actually doing hair there. So I'd love everybody to join us.
Chance
that's
to meet
Thursday.
Some celebrities.
I know, there's a lot of things going on. But, you know, I did want to kind of just bring up something. First, actually, we probably need to give something away. We always come back and give something away. How about a couple tickets to the Rubicon? And that is the last train in Nybrock. And we've got tickets for you. That is from now to May 10th. And our number is 419-0008, 419-0008. And, you know, I wanted to mention, did you see the mom that over in Baltimore? She's a single mom.
Good
she saw her son out there throwing stones or, you know, bricks, rather. And she got there and she just, I was so empowered by her.
The way she kept hitting his head, and then he finally, and he was taller than her.
And he's like, Mom, I get it. I did this.
And
you
could hear him. He like turned around and, you know, he probably said, stop hitting me.
This
like,
is so embarrassing.
He never
right?
went against his mom, but he, you know, he turned around and great. Said, stop hitting me. I heard what you said. I'm leaving.
But she has six kids and she's a single mom, and she just had no, I mean, it's funny because she's, you know, very religious, I guess. And she was like, oh, dear Lord, don't let the priest see this, you know, or right. I mean,
yeah.
But I love that she had, I think if more parents took control of their kids, How old do you think he was?
He definitely in high school.
Yeah.
When they think they can run the world and they know more than everybody else, unfortunately.
But and even they're not thinking with their pictures, frontal, right?
Regardless, I mean, obviously we know why all this happened and that's a whole other show. But to think about what, in terms of the rioting and how he was out there, I saw the sporting goods store that's been there for 35 years, something like that. The boxes of tennis shoes that were emptied out and people were taking the tennis shoes. That didn't help any of this.
No, and I don't understand why they would go in and ruin, you know, all of
and
their...
I know, that family doesn't think that they're going to rebuild that sporting goods store because they don't know if they have the money. They don't know if they'll recoup that money. It's really sad. You're really hurting the people that are fighting the same fight you're fighting.
And I believe there's something that has to be done.
Absolutely.
There is no question about that. But at the same time... It's like, seriously, you're ruining the place that you live in,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I just don't understand. And I did want to mention, did you guys hear about that baseball game? It was the first one in a lifetime, right?
Ever to be played.
They only let the media in. They had mm-hmm. no people sitting in any of the bleachers.
They've changed locations of sporting events for stuff like this, but they've never had the actual game take place without any fans in the stadium.
I know. I mean, and so obviously they were kind of nervous and they still wanted to play.
Right.
But yeah, just interesting.
I know. They said the game lasted 2 hours. I mean, it sounded like, I don't remember the exact score, but it was not, you know, a shutout. They had a lot of runs and stuff but it was still a 2-hour game.
I just wondered, Tom, as, you know, being into sports, do you play for your fans or do you play just because you're playing? It's almost like a practice game, right?
Right.
Yeah, at least it would be good for the that was the White Sox who were visiting, you would think.
Yeah.
But they did the public announce. They did everything. The guy announced the attendance at zero. So they carried on just like a game would
uh-huh.
go.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
You know, it's kind of like if you can't behave, you can't come.
But what about...
you know what I'm
so
saying?
True.
You can't come to the
That's
party.
That's called zero tolerance,
exactly.
right? Yeah, but not only that, look at all the money that they missed out on.
A million bucks, they figure.
A million?
And all those people that work there didn't get to come to work that day, so they didn't get their paychecks either. It snowballs. When stuff like that happens, and I think that's the problem. It's probably a certain age group that's probably majority out there. They're not looking at the bigger picture of how this is hurting everybody who has nothing to do with what happened.
Yeah. But how do we make a difference in our lives? What other ways could they express themselves besides this? I mean, you know, like that mom did, go down there. Go down there and make a difference, you know. And she took care of her own family. If everybody was doing that.
A lot of people in the media were saying.
She's all over the news now.
We've got a lot of stuff to fix, but we have to fix things at home.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's really true.
That is so true. And you know, again, you really need to look at your own family, what you're creating. And so many of us, we talked about social media in our first show, and so many people are, you know, into not looking outward instead of looking inward.
Oh, absolutely. It's much easier to point the finger.
Yeah. So what are you doing for your son's birthday, by the way?
Well, tonight is the fight,
okay.
The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not a huge boxing fan. I love boxing.
But I love the idea that she has.
And it's,
okay.
And it's on his birthday. So my son loves sports. He loves to watch sports with his dad. So he invited some of his friends and their dads over. So I'm not really sure who the party's for at this point, my husband or for my son. But they're going to watch the fight.
But I love that you said no women.
Oh, yeah. I sent
she
out the
said
e-bite,
no women.
And I said, you can bring your father, you can bring your brother, but you can't bring your mother.
And really, that's for you because you don't want
to
take care
of
anybody,
yeah,
right?
I'm not doing anything except, you know, boy stuff and they're going to swim. And so I've got to keep my eye on that. But it's definitely a boy's night, which will be fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so 13.
I love those. Yeah, there you go. And you only invited 13 kids, right?
Yes, of course.
Sure. Yeah.
It always grows, especially with boys. You know, a couple days before, they're like, oh, I think I should invite so-and-so. You're like, but it's already gone out. But they don't care. Boys are different than girls, I think, in that way.
Yeah.
It's not personal ever.
Yeah. How fun.
Yeah,
well,
so
we have a wedding to go to tonight, and that should be really fun. And they actually said that there's a dignitary in the hotel. So we're like, oh, God.
Ooh,
they're kind of stressing on this, you know. So I'm wonder who it's going to be. Yeah. And so they're going to be sweeping the hotel and, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love weddings. I think they're so fun.
Yeah. So anyways, so we're excited to do that. And then, of course, all day today, we're going to be, you know, at the different things that are going on.
Well, we have the Kentucky Derby event this afternoon.
Yeah. Over at Camarillo House. So everybody
get over there. Fascinator. Go online. You can learn how to make your own fascinator, which is not a hat, but you literally fasten it to your head. And it's taking a piece of ribbon and you fold it. I saw mine in Southern Living Magazine and I made one. And then I was looking on Pinterest and they had more. So you can make it really quick, even if you're going to a Kentucky Derby party. Very easy. Then you fasten it to your head, which is why it's called
the
fascinator.
So those little clips that you put
on. Exactly.
I like it. You just taught everybody something.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Colleen Graven. And we're going to talk about 30-day clean eating plan. And, you know, it's interesting. When you start eliminating things from your diet, you could really see things that, you know, your skin, your just different things that have been bothering you that really build up. And Colleen, tell us a little bit about, and we're going to come back with this, but just tell us how you kind of got involved with this.
Well, I've always looked at food as medicinal. I don't know if that's quite the right word, but okay. But as you know, it heals you if you eat it right. And so when I heard about this program, I just loved it because it's simple, it's basic. I've seen people in the process, I've seen them heal, I've seen, you know, rashes go away, I've seen weight loss, I've seen so many wonderful things and so many people helped that.
Well, there has to be something to the slogan, you are what you eat.
There is so
you know?
You are what you eat, and today too many people are eating too many toxins.
Right.
Everything that we eat is toxic, and people need to start buying more things that are very basic and simple and go back to, we have to encourage the organic farmers. We have to encourage local growth, small farms, in order to have food that is good for us. And, you know, food is energy. That's what it is. It's not poison. And today we're eating poison.
Wow. Well, when we come
back. That's
a
lot. Yeah. It's a lot to think about.
It's going to be interesting. We are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking with Colleen Graven. We're going to talk about 30-day clean eating plan. I hope that you can join me with this. I do want to remind everybody about our cruise, September 17th through the 21st. We're going to be cruising to Ensenada and Catalina. I would love you guys to all join us there. We are getting, there's limited seats and cabins, so definitely get your call in to
this
Nikki.
Is a great way to get to Catalina, because if you go on like the Catalina flyer, it's very expensive. The cost of this cruise is probably what would cost just to get your family to Catalina and back.
And it's all the food and entertainment.
Absolutely.
And we're there.
Great. Exactly. Yeah. Who doesn't want to go
and
with
you know
us?
What? It doesn't matter if you're a couple or if you're single. Go there. We're going to have a great time.
Absolutely.
And so definitely get your call in today. And we would love to have you join us on the Kim Pagano Show. It is the Princess Cruise. And it's going to be exciting. It's actually going to be my second cruise, believe it or not. And it's I've been kind of like talking to people. Not a lot of people, you know, I always thought everybody was doing this, but I would love everybody to join.
It would be really fun. Cruises are great. It's sort of like camp for adults because it's all planned for you. You can do it if you want.
You drop your bags and you don't have to pick them up until you're ready to leave.
Absolutely.
So anyways, again, I hope that everybody joins us out there. I want to give away a pair of the strawberry tickets, and that is Strawberry Festival tickets. That's May 16th and the 17th, and it's from 10 to 6:30, and of course, you don't even have to drive there. There's, you know, different places that you can be picked up.
Yes, and check out all the different options for getting to the Strawberry Festival on their website.
There you go. All right. So with that, give us a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about clean eating with Colleen. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And thank you so much for staying with us.
A
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
NJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're trying to figure out, okay, what can we still eat while we were doing this? And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Tom. And, of course, our next guest is Colleen Graven. And we're going to be talking about 30-day cleaning eating plan. And that's what I'm starting. I'm starting it. I've actually been doing my protein.
Can we go to lunch first?
I know. Yeah, there you go. But, you know, it's really, I'm not hungry. That's the biggest thing I really have gotten from this, is that I'm not really hungry. And I love the fizz. Water, what is it? I don't know. The fizz drink,
and it, which is a substitute for your coffee, because we take your coffee away from you, and which frightens most people. But the fizz gives you energy. It makes your mind think straight. It gets you going, and it's made with herbs.
Yeah, did you bring me any this morning?
I did not.
All right. So, anyways, well, I'm really excited again to join you in this 30-day clean eating. I really have really, you know, it is about, we take better care of our homes, Jennifer.
No, absolutely.
And me, right? But and our cars and all this stuff. Sometimes right. We neglect as moms to really care about our own bodies. And like you said, it really is, you know, we are what we eat.
What you're putting in there.
What you're putting in there is so important. And like I said, toxins, because we think it's convenient, we're taking in toxins. And things that are on the shelf have preservatives in them. You know, the food that we grow has pesticides in it. You know, so we have to really return to foods that don't have the pesticides, that don't have the preservatives. You sort of, when you're shopping at the market, you really should be shopping at the
outside.
Not in the inside. But I'm finding today more and more stores, like you walk into Vaughn's or Ralph's, and they have organic now, and they have the gluten-free pasta, which is wonderful. So, you know, going into a clean eating diet isn't nearly as hard as it used to be.
And you know what's really cool is it's not as expensive as it used
to
be.
It's not. And there's so many more options, ways to vary your diet in an inexpensive way. For a family, when you're preparing dinner every night, you do have to look at those things.
Right.
Well, yeah, the cost has gone down. The more people buy it, the cost will go down. So, you know, we look to people to buy it. And
so what is clean eating? I mean, we kind of talked a little bit about that right now. But Colleen, what is clean eating?
Well, clean eating is actually just, it's removing the toxins from your diet. I mean, there's creating an atmosphere in your body that is alkaline rather than acidic. You know, so when you're eating clean, you're eating grass-fed beef, you're eating free-range chicken, and the free-range chicken is awesome. You know, I roast a chicken once a week, and since I switched over to the free-range, it's juicier. It's, you know, the white meat is like dark meat.
I will agree with you. I'm not a huge lover of chicken. And if I buy an organic chicken or a better chicken, a better quality chicken, it definitely tastes better. I can taste the difference because I don't particularly care for chicken, so I can
What do you mostly eat?
We eat a lot of red meat, so we only eat red meat on the weekends. I try to limit it to the weekends. I'm not a huge lover of chicken, so I will find something else for myself because I don't really like
it. But do you make it a lot for your kids?
My kids eat it. They eat it. They love vegetables. I'm not a lover of vegetables, really. But
are you a picky eater?
No, I'm not a picky eater. I think I like other things. I cannot eat broccoli.
I love broccoli.
It starts to gag me because I can feel it, the top of the tree part, and it reminds me of it being in the ground, and that's it. I can't eat broccoli.
Oh, my God. Isn't that weird? Do you steam it?
My kids eat it raw.
Yeah.
They'll eat it anyway. They eat it raw.
I got to give you a broccoli salad recipe.
Okay,
your kids would love it.
I need one that because my kids would love that. Yeah. My kids love vegetables.
Yeah. That's a great thing.
So. Yeah. You've got great kids. Well, also it's free. It's eating free range eggs and let me see.
So and if you're not shop around, you can if you do learn to shop around. Like I know that you can get organic eggs from Trader Joe's for very good pricing, as opposed to at the market. I've watched the prices come down on
free range eggs. I mean, they're almost competitive with the regular at this point. Maybe 50 cents to a dollar off, but it's really dropped dramatically. But the big thing about eating a free a clean diet is the symptoms that are taken away. That people are suffering from things they don't realize are food related. So there's bloat that comes from dairy, that comes from gluten.
I have to tell you, okay, so one of the reasons I did this, and I'm doing this with you, is you talk a lot about your waist.
Yes.
Okay, and everybody thinks as you get older, you have to have that waist, right?
It's not true.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about that, because I think that is an important part. And I think that will really appeal to a lot of listeners.
Well, I think, it's interesting when people start the 30-day program, inches start to drop almost before the weight does, because and the program is not a diet. It is a program to teach you how to eat for the rest of your life. But the waist starts to drop almost immediately because you're no longer putting in the things that bloat and swell you up. Your gut, your digestive system is working better because you aren't blocking it with gluten. You aren't blocking it with dairy. Dairy today and gluten today is not what it was 50 years ago.
I'm getting a lot of calls in Texas right now. What product, can we talk about the product that we're using so that we can share that with our listeners?
The product we use is Arbonne. And the reason we chose Arbonne is because it is the company has been producing animal-free products for 35 years. So it's vegan certified. It's gluten-free. They have never tested on animals. And the person who created the company just was thinking green 35 years ago.
Before it was vegan. Popular and trendy, he was doing it.
He was using the words we use now. He was using them 35 years ago. He's gone, but what he has created is awesome. It's a beautiful, clean product. And our shakes, they are without any meat product in them, have all of your amino acids. I've walked into health food stores. I've walked into nutrition stores where they have boxes and boxes of drinks, and they don't have what we have.
Now, can you buy those already made? I've seen the Arbonne. Can you make they have the already made shakes in the little carton? Is that what
they do have those? They do have those.
What I got is the powder.
Oh, that you
so
make
So you
your
add
shake.
It with your cashew milk, like you were just saying, or I do my almond milk, and then I put 2 scoops in, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
some berries or some kale or spinach, right? And I'm telling you, I'm not hungry anymore.
I do enjoy the I'm a grab-a-go in the morning. I like the pre-made shakes, and I like the taste of yours a lot. They taste really good to me.
It tastes sweet. Even though it's mm-hmm. glycemic load is very low, so okay. it has less sugar, less grams of sugar than your typical nutrition bar. Most of them are 14 grams and our shake is 9.
And I have to be, I've convinced myself that I cannot eat anything really tasty or savory in the morning because it gets me rolling of wanting to eat all day.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Yeah.
And I have to have a sustainable breakfast, not too tasty, just to get me through, because otherwise it starts me on a bad path all day.
Yeah. Well, we set you off on your day. We provide you with a routine. You know, tell you what kind of snacks you can eat. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, because since you're taking away my coffee, what are you giving me instead? Yeah.
Well, we're giving you the fizz, pomegranate or citrus, you know, which, again, I have those moments where when I wake up in the morning and I think, I got to go, but I just don't want to go. So I drink, and I used to drink a coffee, now I drink a fizz. And very subtly, without the jitters, finally I see myself working and I see myself going, and it's nice. It's a cold drink, but you can add it to, you can actually add it to your shake if you don't like the taste, or you know, if you have some issue, you can add it to your shake, and I've heard it's delicious. I haven't tried it.
I do like the fizz drinks at about 3 o'clock every day.
Those are really
good.
I can't do that.
That's your coffee, right?
That's like that's also when I'm hungry and I seem to, that's where I need like some control. And so a fizz drink or something will stop that for me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's my time too. I know that everybody wants to find out a little bit more about this. And so where do they find out more about it?
What you can do is you can call me at 805-338-5582. I've set up a blog where you can send your contact information at eatingcleanvc, V as in Victor, C as in cat, .weebly, W-E-E-B-L-E-Y
.com. We'll post that on my website.
Yes.
I do want to tell everybody also that our newsletter. I mean, you got to get one of our newsletters, because it really tells about all the things that we're talking about, all the things that we're promoting about, and everything that we are doing to give back. And that's what, I mean, you know, we've got the Rolling for Pink coming up.
We have Rolling for Pink. That's a great event. If you know someone that's fighting breast cancer or has unfortunately not able to win the fight on breast cancer, and you just want to have a good time and support good health, come go to rollingforpink.org and you can sign up for an event. It's amazing. 300 women having the best time of their lives that day. Or if you want to donate something, we use all local vendors. Give us a call. We'd love to have you there.
I'll put a haircut and blow dry.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah, Kim, we love that. And your hair's looking fabulous today.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. I love to give back wherever I can. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to find out more from Colleen so that we can get everybody out there really investing in their bodies and their lives, and really just clean eating. That's what it's all about. Is
a quick question for you. Pistachios
are good. Nuts are good, except for peanuts.
Right.
Yeah.
But I heard pistachios are a really good nut to eat.
I've heard that too. You want to limit your salt, but actually we don't talk that much about salt or calories in our program. Right. We don't talk about calories at all.
My son loves pistachios, so I give him a bag in his lunch every day.
I love that.
I heard that they're really good for you. They're one of the best nuts, like with almonds.
Makes you want to work to get the shell off.
And then slower.
Yeah, there you go. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And you know what? I just ate there last night. Lazy Dog. I'd love to give a $25 gift certificate to Lazy Dog, and one of my favorites. I love these restaurants. That's what it's all about. If you have a business or a restaurant or any event that you want us to share with you, I'd love to have you give us a call at 419-0008. A shout out to Scott. He actually told me about his new business that we're going to get him on here, and Sharon, another new, they were all listeners. They're all listeners. I love to hear and meet my listeners and help support them in their journey of what they're doing. So definitely write this phone number down, 419-0008, and give us a call. And of course, we are giving away right now a $25 gift certificate to Lazy Dog. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family. family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. Conejo Valley Days is back for its 59th year celebration of our valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit. With carnival rides, live entertainment, local vendors, arts and crafts, games, food, and wonderful community involvement, it's truly a long-standing celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days is set for May 7th through 10th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. Purchase tickets online or at the door. Visit www.conejovalleydays.us for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. We are here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. We want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of The Brighter Side of Life, and if there's anything I can do that I can help you get there, that's what it's all about. We've got amazing people that we are you know, talking about here on our show, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. I do want to give away some tickets right now, and how about Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center? They've got The World Goes Round, and we've got tickets for you, so give us a call, 419-0008. 419-0008. Also, if you are interested in what we're talking about, the 30-day clean eating plan, I want some people on my team with me, and Jennifer and Colleen. So give us a call, 419-0008. We will take you through all of the process, get you involved in it, tell you what you need to get, and what food groups that you need to eliminate from your diet. And really, it's just a way of eating. But it's all about really getting yourself feeling good again. So tell us, what is a typical day, Colleen, and that's who we're talking with right now, Colleen Graven. What's a typical day with when you're doing the clean eating plan?
Well, you start in the morning with what we call a digestion plus. Okay, it's to help clean out your system, and it's a probiotic and a prebiotic. And to create,
so that's in the drink and the powder already?
No, it's not. It's a little drink. You add a little bit of water to it. You chug it down. It tastes a little bit sweet. You have it.
Okay. Oh gosh, I haven't done that yet. So
you should do it every day.
Okay.
I do it every day.
Okay.
Detox or not, and the you wait about 15 minutes before you eat anything, and then you make your shake.
Okay.
And the shake is, again, some frozen fruit. You can add a spoonful of almond butter to it. You can do a variety of things, and we give you a list of different ways to make the shake.
No bananas.
No bananas during the 30 days.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no corn, no bananas.
Okay.
Okay. And after that, you'll have some you have some tea. We have a wonderful detox tea that is wonderful for your liver. It has white thistle in it, which I guess is,
it's very good. Actually, as a hair therapist, because of all the chemicals, I mean, I'm sure that's not the only profession, but they say all those chemicals that we breathe in, it actually helps get rid of it. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah. So, and our products are made from things like white thistle, from herbs around the world. When we run out of an herb, we take a product that we can't find. We actually take the product off the market until we find it. We don't substitute it with a secondary,
lower-grade
product. We have done that in the past. The tea has been taken off the market when they couldn't find the exact ingredients.
So you need to have two shakes per day.
You will have
correct?
Two shakes per day. And most people choose breakfast and lunch. That's the easiest.
Okay.
They like to have a dinner. you know, and in between you can have snacks such as nuts, berries. You can eat all the berries you want. All nuts
could
except
you just
for
list all the things we can have, all the things we can't. Is that too long? Do we have enough time?
It's an interesting list. You can have beef, you can have grass-fed beef, free-range chicken, free-range non-caged eggs. I'm getting a little choppy here. You can have all the vegetables you want. You know, no corn. Sweet potatoes are fabulous. Brown rice, quinoa, which I usually pronounce wrong.
Quinoa, but I love quinoa.
Yeah. Well, you can make it into salads. You can make it into so many wonderful things, and you know we provide you with recipes. That's how we are able to change your diet. We have a Facebook page that people join, and on that Facebook page, everybody shares their recipes. They share their ups, their downs. Oh my God! On the fourth day, everybody is going, I feel horrid, and they feel horrid because the toxins are
coming out of the body,
getting out of the body.
That's been really helpful for me, the Facebook, and to see, you know, kind of what everybody's going through and any ideas.
Yeah, it is great. Everybody exchanges, and it becomes your guide to what to expect, because on the fifth day, everybody feels fabulous.
And I like that you have you provide the people doing the cleanse with recipes and alternatives to eating, because you want to eat, and you have to fulfill that. So it's nice to know that, okay, here's the list of things you can have. Try this. This is really good. Like roasted beets and the quinoa to mix together is like my, and some,
they are
some onions is delicious. I love that.
I served that at Thanksgiving dinner.
Quinoa, roasted beets.
Yes.
In the oven, uh-huh. And then mixed with quinoa and onion.
Ooh,
so good.
Yum.
I served it Thanksgiving dinner.
Really,
it was wonderful. It got everybody ate it instead of scalloped potatoes.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. So I know that you had told me yesterday there was a lady that had a really bad rash all over her. Talk about that.
Well, she was amazing, and my timing was a little off on her, but she is somebody, you know, I know her. She's, you know, a very close friend of mine is working with her. She had this horrific rash on her arm. I mean, it's just beet red. And after 2 weeks on the program, the rash was gone. This is a woman who had access to any doctor she wanted, any medical facility. She researched, and nobody could explain it. And two weeks into the diet, the rash was completely gone. Her arm was
gorgeous.
She
was putting something into her body that was making her react like that.
That's right. And we all are putting things into our body that are making us have reactions.
And that's why this is kind of the first 30 days is an elimination, correct?
It's an elimination. And what happens here is anybody can eat clean. Everybody can figure out how to eat vegetables and such, but people have a hard time staying on it.
Because if you don't learn how to make them in a tasty way, a way that you enjoy them, I think you won't stay on it.
You won't stay on it. And so our products, along with the information we provide you, get people through it. And we have, I mean, people are coming to us. I mean, the numbers are growing, and it is amazing. And we have stories and pictures and photos of people and their progress. It's, you know, before and after. We have people take a picture of themselves before they start the program, do the measurements, weigh themselves. We chart it all. And then week to week, we watch the progress. And so,
you know, we're talking about how important it is to put good things into your body. I know when you buy organic, there's certain things you like, bananas. I don't think you need to buy organic bananas.
You do not.
Yeah, they come with the dirty dozen, right?
Yeah, like what do I have? What would you suggest I definitely should buy organic?
Zucchini.
Okay.
Is one, because it's GMO'd across most of the country. Soy is GMO'd. You don't want to eat soy.
Tell me what
take
GMO
soy.
Is again.
It's
genetically. Is that like soy beans too?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you forget soy. It has been altered. It has been processed. It is GMO'd, genetically modified organisms.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
But even like edamames?
Take soy out of your diet.
Really? They're my favorite.
No, it alters your, it has too much of progesterone.
They say for women you shouldn't have it as you are getting older, especially. You shouldn't have too much soy in your diet because of the estrogen or the
estrogen.
Estrogen.
Too much estrogen.
Yeah, so that's why almond milk is better for us than soy milk.
And
yeah,
I prefer
definitely.
Common. Oh, coconut milk is my favorite.
I love coconut milk too.
Yeah. So strawberries is another one. Strawberries are hard to clean. So it's harder to get the pesticides out of the little seeds.
Okay.
Okay, so when you're thinking of what to buy organic and what not to buy organic, really look at the thinner the skin, the more vulnerable the product.
Oh, that's a good
So, like,
way to
I don't need it. To buy an organic cantaloupe.
No, you don't.
But you wash it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Always wash it. And potatoes are a really really seriously bad one. I've heard horrid stories about potatoes.
Really, I did not know that you needed to buy organic potatoes.
Really, organic potatoes are a big one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
I am trying to cut potatoes out of our diet. My husband, he's a meat and potatoes eater, so he's on his own. But with my children, I'm really trying to take away the starch at dinner because I feel like that's something they fill up on. And I've been looking, I do a lot of, pin a lot of recipes, side dishes from diabetic recipes because it gives you different ways to, it's like, and they're basically crustless quiches. And I know the cheese is not so great because that's a dairy, but like broccoli and cauliflower mixed with egg and cheese on it, they love that.
That's
and there's
great.
No crust, so it's like, and they love it.
You know, a fun one I had the other day was an avocado cut in half with a poached egg in it.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, I would never think of that, really.
Oh, yeah.
Really
good. Oh, it's delicious. It's a treat. I mean, and so much of it is treat. And when you take sugar and you take salt, although we work more on the salt, when you take the sugar out of your diet, your taste buds change.
Absolutely.
So you're able to taste the food, and suddenly the food has a better flavor.
Yes.
You know, so when you know, substitute your potatoes with sweet potatoes.
Right.
Yes, I really try to get those out of to not be a staple as a side dish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, your brown rice, your brown rice is wonderful. There are, you know, you can go to Costco now and you can buy gluten-free flour.
Right.
You know, so... I mean, it is exciting at this point to see the change because I've been watching this kind of stuff since I was 18 years old when my grandmother was diagnosed with hypoglycemia and I would go to the doctor with her. And I was always aware, I haven't eaten well always. And I still have my ups and downs.
Absolutely,
but I've been aware and to watch the transition to going back to what this doctor said so many years ago to my grandmother and seeing it now in the markets where you had to search for it previously.
Where you can see it, it's so easy to get.
We're actually almost at the end of our show, but I want to talk about what happens after the 30 days.
Well, that depends on the individual, but you know, this is not a diet. You know, the goal is that you have changed your eating habits, not that you've lost weight, but a symptom of it is losing weight. A side effect of this diet is
I like
weight
that side
loss.
Effect.
Everybody,
I know, right?
And that's what brings people in. True. Headaches are gone. You'll find things are gone. You will eat better. You can continue with the drink. You can continue. Most people do continue with the shake and some of the items, but it's a life changer.
I love it. Okay, again, if anybody out there is interested in doing this 30-day clean out and clean up your body,
and
your life.
You can do anything for 30 days.
Yeah.
That's really only 4 Fridays.
Right. What they really say is anything after 21 days is
a habit.
Yes, I like that. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. I will put you in touch with Colleen Graven and... You can walk through this with us too, and you know, and it's a you're gonna get some really great support from it. So I'm really excited. I do want to give away something. We are at the end of our show, and gosh, what have I not given away? How about did we do any Conejo Valley Days? Let's just do that again right now. It's coming up May 7th through the 10th, and we've got tickets for you. Conejo Valley Days over at Conejo Creek Park. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Gosh, what do you have going on for this weekend?
Well, we're big birthday plans tonight, so that's sort of overtaking us.
Yeah, yeah, and we've got our wedding that we're going to go to.
And there's so many events going on in the 805. I mean, the hamburger over at the Connection.
Yeah.
That's next weekend. But
no, that's this weekend.
This weekend. That's right. It's all coming together for me.
Yeah.
There's a ton of things going on this weekend.
And then I hope that everybody's going to join us for the Fatini. That should be really fun, too.
Really fun.
Tons of stuff. please get on my website, Kim Pagano Show, to find out all of those, or Facebook us or Twitter, you know, tweet us, any of those things that you are going to be connected to us. We're always giving stuff away. Colleen, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
My pleasure. Thank
Jennifer,
you.
Jennifer, happy birthday to your son.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Tom, how's everything going on your end?
Everything's good. We're going to be out at the collection, and there's that Kentucky Derby party.
That's right.
Because today's, you know, it's the NFL draft.
Okay.
It's a Kentucky Derby. It's a Pacquiao fight. There's NBA playoffs, and there's NHL playoffs. All this is happening, dropped on one weekend.
I know.
It's crazy.
Sometimes you can't get to everything because it's all today.
All in one day.
So anyways, pick something that you're passionate about and go do it. And take the family out there. These are all great things, and we've got beautiful weather. So
we do. This is a beautiful weekend.
Definitely. Again, I do want to remind you of our 2-3 show today. We are going to have a great, it's about recovery. It's about waking up from anything that you are going through in your life, and we've got great guests. Mendy is going to be joining us, and Sherry Gaba, and of course, you know, it's all about the brighter side of life, whatever you're going through. With that, I do want to remind you that we always end our show with a moment of happiness. If we believe that tomorrow will be better, we can bear a hardship for today. So with that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you later.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.